in his own voice. Brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
All right, well, happy Friday, everyone. We've started off already arguing over something, and I don't even know what she's talking about, but the Queen of Conspiracy is here. What's my handle? Am I just Grumpy the Dwarf? Or?
we can talk about statistics if you want.
Well, that doesn't answer my question.
Well, when you bring up,
you got a really cool handle now. I want to have.
Okay, we'll work on that.
All right. Anyways, happy Friday. I hope everybody's enjoying the fair. I'm going to go see the rodeo, which is how they pronounce it up in Salinas. The rodeo.
Oh, also Wilshire Drive down in Hollywood.
I've never been down there. I've been to Salinas though.
Rodeo Drive.
But. Off to see that. I went to the grand opening of Trader Joe's yesterday, which was nice.
Oh, did you? Yeah. What time were you there? Were you in line?
No.
Or I heard there were no lines after the initial opening.
Well, I went to Lowe's and then stopped by.
Okay.
This is a big game changer in my life. I may never go into town again because Darcy and I live way out in the northern hills going out towards Parkfield, and now we have a grocery store and a hardware store. Before the 46,
minutes.
And I may not ever have to, unless I'm coming here or going to a school board meeting, I may never come into this way. I'll go to the brewery in town, get cold beers every once in a while. I don't go to sporting clubs. What kind of person do you think I am?
Well,
you said sports club.
I spend a little bit of time there.
At sporting clubs?
Trying to spend a little more time there, actually.
All right, we got a lot to talk about, and
we do.
I suspect most of it's going to have to do with election integrity.
What I'm saying, Kenny, is that there's a whole. I think people are coming to a new understanding. Now, to me, it's not new. I've been, neck deep in the elections, and so it's something that is very near and dear to my heart. But it's something that impacts everything else that happens. And as I've been saying, the corruption in the elections processes and procedures has enabled the corruption of what becomes selected officials rather than elected officials. So that's my opinion, not the radio station, not yours, not others, but I do believe that one of the great things that has come about in the last several elections, and specifically since 2020, but one of the great things that has come out is, hey, these things really don't make sense. Why would we have laws? And why is Sacramento working overtime to try to create chaos and confusion about how you can cast your vote? Our most sacred thing in a republic. And so anytime when you have people talking democracy to you, you know it's a trigger word for me. We can even go into the Dan Smoot, it's probably what, 5, maybe even 10 minutes where he talks about a democracy. What's a democracy? What's a republic? And so when you have people all over trying to tell you that it's a democracy, I challenge you to stop and think about that.
It's not a democracy.
It is not a democracy, just like Benjamin Franklin.
Her eyes twitching.
Constitutional
democracy.
Convention, 1987, where they were I think forming and writing.
I think it was 1787.
1787, I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you for that correction. That was a valid correction. But 1787, when they come out of the Constitutional Convention, he's asked, well, what have you given us, a monarchy or a republic? And he said, it's a republic if you can keep it. The word democracy does not appear anywhere in the Constitution, does not appear anywhere in the Declaration of Independence. And in fact, the author of the Constitution even said that democracies end in tyranny. We do not want to have a democracy.
Yep.
So I'm just
What's the definition of a democracy?
Two wolves
and a lamb deciding what's for lunch.
Yeah. So which is a good
lead in for the Mid-State Fair, because the auctions are tomorrow morning. And if anybody wants to text in and change the topic at any time, feel free to do so.
I do.
It's 238-5775 or 238-5772. All right, go ahead, Darsha.
We're almost to Article 4, Section 4.
Oh, that was my trigger.
Where the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a one, Republican form of government, meaning representation, two, freedom from invasion, and three, protection against.
All right, so I'm probably going to regret asking this question, but so we're almost to Article 4, Section 4. What does that mean? Let's say we hit it this evening at 6:07 p.m. What does that mean?
It means that we need to restore the republic.
What does that mean, though?
How do we do that?
What does that mean?
Well, for one, in California, the whole movement is about voter ID. We have to have elections that can be...
Did the Founding Fathers not give us a mechanism to restore Article 4, Section 4 at 6:08 p.m. tonight? Are there not mechanisms for this already?
There are.
What are they?
Well, we can have a state of emergency. We can have martial law.
Okay, that's kind of
insurrection.
There's steps before that.
I'd rather not have to get to that. We can have a civil war. We can have a lot of things.
There's steps before that,
but
too.
But to do it so that it's constitutionally, and I keep trying to say, you know, that America was formed by and for and, you know, the people. So it's we the people, the first three words. So we the people have to restore the republic. If we're calling it a democracy, it can't be restored as a republic. So how do we get to a republic? It's about representation. How do we have representation? And so for me, that's the elections process and procedures. So we need to have leadership where people are held accountable. We need to have leadership where they're wise people, not just for themselves, but for the community. And that's where I'm coming from. What would you recommend at 6:08?
Well, at 6:08, I suspect if you're saying we're almost at Article 4, Section 4, and at 6:08, that means, you know, states have taken action to take away your rights as Darsha Stebbins to do whatever. You have the legal process. It's slow, but it's generally less violent.
Well, I understand that you're saying that the judicial branch, that the court system. But what if the court systems have been so corrupted that that's what's happening right now, is you have the executive branch, that is the president of the United States, Donald John Trump, that has executive authority. He doesn't need the permission from the courts. And if the Supreme Court...
Well, I think that's constantly debated. I mean, I agree with you that you have three co-equal branches of the government, and I would argue right now that the biggest problem with the state of the nation is the fact that the legislative branch is not interested in doing their job. That's probably the biggest failure. And as a result, I mean, when you have judges that are appointed for life, this is why I'm opposed to term limits for the legislative branch, because they're the only ones that we actually have influence over. But when you have a judge who's appointed for life, or a bureaucrat who's essentially appointed for life, you have two of the three branches of government that are unanswerable to the people. And as a result, you have the legislative branch, you know, predominantly, I'm just going to say people with that lack character and conviction, they're willing to abdicate their responsibility and just say nice things. Darcy's handing me a text. This isn't the text line, though.
It's not. No. Okay. That was off air. So let's go back to the Constitution, because it's been my premise that at least since 2020, and going back further than that, but at least we'll start at 2020. And we need to go back to 2020, because there are serious issues with the November 2020 election. And that's why it continues to come up. And I think that President Trump's speech was excellent, because it was a matter of revealing that to the people. But it's my premise that many of the people that are in congressional seats right now have not been duly elected. Honestly, fairly, citizens only. And even if you want to get into the districting, that's created self-interested people or certain factions that have been able to get these people that are now sitting in Congress that have no interest in passing something that would secure our election laws. And that, to me, we can talk about treason, we can talk about sedition, we can talk about all of those things, but when you have Congress that is not acting in the best interest of the American people and allowing things to happen, then we have to right the ship. We have to right the ship. It's just like every single governmental agency, every single board, the school board, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, Kenny.
I know. And you keep saying the same thing.
I believe that it is changing, because the more knowledge, the more information that people have to go, oh, I didn't know that's what was happening. Oh, now I see it. Oh, it doesn't make sense that the third place person would be in third place, and then 15 days after election day, all of a sudden they're in first place. You know, that doesn't make sense. Why all right. do we have election laws that would enable that?
We're now getting someplace. What you're saying, though, the problem that you're identifying is the fact that you have an uninformed population, or, in my opinion, also an uninformed and apathetic population. And that's been a problem throughout history, not just in this, you know, in the early 21st century in the United States. Look at the school board and the school district. Most parents are going to look at what their kids are bringing home, and they're going to say, "Hey, look at little Kenny's report card. It's all A's." Now, any little Kenny doesn't know what 2 + 2 is, and you know his celebration of America's 250th was, you know, singing "Happy Birthday, America," but hey, he's got an A on his report card, and I agree with you, but you keep saying the same thing over and over, never provide any solutions short of rebellion. So,
well, actually, the solution that I see is that we do need to radically change our election process. And what I've said to everyone from the very first time I got involved in the elections is that the most secure way we can vote in our county, given the system that we have, is to go to the polls on election day and vote with a precinct ballot. Those are the only votes counted on election day. And It means that a person is physically present. I want them to be a citizen. I want them to be registered to vote at that location.
Why? What was the argument? What was the argument for going to mail-in ballots?
Because it was all about, we need to have the most, you know, inclusive population.
It was supposedly
convenient the mark, for people.
Yeah, the mark of success in the eyes of a lot of people was voter participation, and that's all they really. That's the wrong metric, but I agree with what you're saying. But voter participation, in my opinion, if you're too lazy to get up and go to the polling place, I probably don't want you voting. You know, if you have a legitimate excuse, you know, a medical reason, you're deployed with the military, you're working overseas, and you're still a citizen, those are valid excuses, and you can have a mail-in ballot, an absentee ballot. But we've tried so hard to accommodate the lowest common denominator, and that's
why is that?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with, if you want to go back to the being the queen of conspiracy, it's easier to manipulate people that are uninformed and unintelligent, which is, I think, part of the agenda in the public school system. All the feel good stuff, you know, all the stuff telling people that, oh, look at, you know, we had. What was the voter turnout in 2020 in the county? It was like 87% or something.
It was unbelievable.
And
and I use that word on purpose.
What good is having everybody and their brother and their sister and their dog and their cat and their gardener show up?
Well, I can tell
if
you.
If none of them know what they're voting for. And this isn't a Democrat or Republican issue. You know, there are people that are probably listening that are just going to go down the ballot in November and see an R after somebody's name and mark that block. Or they'll see a D and mark that block. They don't know anything about the individual, but that's what, yeah, that's the Pavlovian response. Why? Because we don't educate. I bet right now, can you tell me anything about the attorney general race?
Rob Bonta?
Versus?
Gates.
See, I don't Michael. Know. Let's pull it up. I just had it up here. But you know, I think, you know, part of this morning they were talking about the, you know, what's the most important and the worst, or the best and the worst amendments. You know, the reason the First Amendment is the First Amendment, I think, had a lot to do with making sure that you could put this information out. And that you could educate people, and you could put two sides of an argument out. If people don't want to listen to it, it's for naught.
Well,
and I think that's half
further.
The problem in the country is people just don't want to listen to it. Take it a step further, and then we got a text.
One more amendment further. So the Second Amendment, I spent some time at the our fairgrounds for the California Rifle and Pistol Association booth. Had fun, guys and gals, in addition to the Republican Party booth. And the Second Amendment in California, I mean, the word shall not be infringed means something. And in California, they've done everything they can to make it so that you become a criminal if you own a gun that's, you know, for self-defense or for, I mean, we live out on property. There's a reason that you have a firearm. It's a tool.
I was out exercising my Second Amendment rights yesterday with a couple of Paso Robles Joint Unified School District's finest. We were shooting steel and looking for porcine.
You might want to say that... they were not aimed at those members of the school board.
No, they weren't from the school board.
Okay.
So they were good, patriotic teachers.
Good, good. Well, but what I'm saying is that when you have the so-called reason that you have this universal, and that's what it's called, universal mail-out ballot, where you don't have to have verification, and you have a ID from California DMV, and we have lots on that, but the voter participation is not the key. What we want is an informed public.
All right, we'll be back in a second.
Usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Conservative patriots and freedom lovers, join the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County for our biggest event of the year, the Lincoln Reagan Trump Dinner, celebrating America's 250th birthday, August 1st at the Raven Ranch in Templeton. Featured speaker is Trump defender Devin Nunes. General admission tickets, $150, with VIP at $250. Seating is limited and this event will sell out. Visit rpsloc.org for tickets today. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Because there's a little bit more to the story, and I did want to give people information so that can be more informed.
Which story are we on?
I'm referring to the president's speech and some of the things that were revealed in that speech, because it does connect to voter participation. Specifically that, now coming out in New Jersey, there's 6,600 driver's licenses that have been issued to non-citizens, that non-citizens
it was
are
more than
voting.
That, 6,600 non-citizens voted.
Voting, yes.
There were 200,
so that's voter participation.
There were 23,000 erroneous voter registrations that were sent out in New Jersey.
So we already know about California and the 17,000 commercial driver's licenses that were issued. Now, are they citizens? My understanding is that many, if not all of them, are not citizens. They were issued to people. Some of them, I've seen the driver's license where the name, so like first name, middle name, last name, is literally no name given. So when you have driver's licenses that are issued to no name given, that's a problem, because then even if we pass of some kind of voter ID, once they have a California driver's license or any driver's license issued by the DMV, if you have any kind of license, that becomes the government issued identification, and it doesn't prove citizenship. So what does prove citizenship? Social Security numbers. We know that the Social Security system had been infiltrated as well. So when we're talking about voter participation, that is what we have counties all over the country in 2020 that had more votes than voters. I think we can all agree that when there are more votes than voters, it's a problem. It has to be fraud. You can't have more votes and you have eligible voters or registered voters. And I can go through counties where that did happen. So when the president's talking about 220 million voter information packets and Michigan. I'll go into that. We do have a call coming in, but there is a connection between what he revealed about Michigan and China and California. So let's go to the phone lines, hopefully. Welcome to Sound Off. It's your turn to change the subject if you like.
Hey, Kenny. Hey, Darsha. Darsha, you just said something I can't believe is true. You just said that the state of California issued driver's licenses, commercial driver's licenses, to a person with no name given as their name?
Yes.
No, that can't be true.
I know.
Well, what's your proof of that, Darsha? I'm a little incredulous on this one, too.
I've seen the driver's license.
Have you seen computers
and AI? I know it's probably AI-generated. Yeah. But the point is that these 17,000 that has been, there have been several articles. Kenny, you can pull one up if you want. But the number that I have heard is that there were 17,000 commercial driver's licenses issued. Many of those were out of the Yuba City DMV. And they were not taken.
And what was the time frame?
That was
17,000 over what time period?
My understanding is this became public information about 2 to 3 years ago.
Yeah, so, but when were the licenses issued?
Within a period of 2 years. 2 or 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, it's really serious. That's why we've had, you know, where you have tractor trailers on the highway, where what are they hauling? Could be that it's some certain industry. And that has, where they're not citizens, they're given an identification and they're on our highways and interstate system and not exactly the highest level of skill.
Yeah, so I don't have the commercial driver's license numbers, but an article yesterday out of the California Globe quotes an article that they did in 2019. And it said, by March 2018, more than 1 million undocumented immigrants received driver's licenses from the State Department of Motor Vehicles, which automatically registered them to vote under the Motor Voter Program. Secretary of State Alex Padilla said the DMV kept firewalls in place but didn't explain how they worked. If you go on and read the rest of the article, it cites that there were 105... 105,000 registration errors, which likely allowed illegal aliens to vote in elections.
And Alex Padilla,
the article is called New Jersey Motor Voter Registration Error. California says, hold my beer. So, huh.
So yeah, Alex
Padilla, that's a problem to be sure.
He's the king of the vote-by-mail ballot. So he started that initiative and made it 100% universal mail-out of any ballot to any name listed on the voter rolls.
Somehow that's got to change. That's just wrong. It's got to change.
Thank you for being upset about that.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. No worries. See you guys.
I know, it seems like I make these things up, but I don't make these things up.
Not all of them.
And I actually don't even exaggerate. I try to be conservative about it.
Oh, you're
and
being
it's
serious.
Disgusting. No. So what happened with the connection between Michigan and President Trump's speech, he talked about Michigan, and China is the company that's called Connex, K-O-N-N-E-C-H. That is Eugene Wu as the CEO. And he was part of this company that had all of the precinct workers all over the country. And that data, he's out of Michigan, that data from the L.A. County precinct workers was issued. It went through China.
Coincidence?
The connection.
Coincidence? I think not.
We'll talk about Muskegon on the other side.
All right. We'll be back shortly.
AM AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.